Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine the Brain Terso. I'm here with a new friend, super excited to have James Allen here with us. He is going to be one of our panelists on the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit on July 12th. So, James, why don't you take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, super pumped to be hanging out and be a panelist here, first of all, and to officially be able to hang out with you today. But basically, I used to be in construction work. I made six figures doing that. I was kind of following my dad's footsteps, but I was super unhappy, and I just didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. So I ended up finding out about like coaching and helping people and just personal development. I was like, oh, that seems way up my alley, because I got into personal development at a really young age and just traumatic childhood and stuff. So I got into like life coaching. And then I went into more like productivity route, because I felt like a generalist, and I ended up, you know, getting more clients with productivity, but I was obsessed with like, how do we like make money without actually having to work? And then I found out about online courses and productivity in that whole niche. I was able to sell my own course that was $200 to $300 at a couple of different tiers, and it was selling on autopilot. And my clients, you know, I always ask like, what's a win that you've had? And they were like, well, I want to know, like, what's the win that you had? So I told them like, oh, I made this course, you know, and it's been selling passively and it's super cool. And they're like, wow, can you like help me with that? You know? And I kind of got into it. And ever since then, I've just been working with people and just getting better at the craft and teaching people what I've learned about making passive income more in our life. Because, you know, that's what I was obsessed with productivity too, is like, how can we make more money? Yes, because that is important. But like, how you make money is equally as important. And then being able to have systems that can do the whole thing for you is even better. You know, that's like ultimate productivity, because like you can make money while you're sleeping. And I've experienced that, and it's just like amazing. Mm-hmm. So customer experience is massive, and being able to think about the different touch points in every piece of it. And I think when you really get that dialed in, and what I really did, and the things that I learned about customer experience, is what really makes it all work together. Because there's people who try it and then they don't make it work, but then they're missing out on each touch point and the whole customer experience as a whole.
Yeah, 100%. So you're speaking my language there, talking about, you know, autopilot and systems and stuff like that. So I love all of that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I think deters people from automating and using systems is the fear that they won't be able to have that personalized touch, that it's going to feel like a canned message versus a personalized message. So I'm wondering if you can share maybe a little bit about, when do you auto responder and when do you personally reach out or have a personal touch instead?
Well, okay. So that's a great idea and a great point to bring up, because I think that the real problem isn't in the autoresponder. I think it's in the skill sets that people have in delivering within their system how to be authentic. For example, copywriting. One of the biggest tips that I've learned in copywriting that's helped me with copywriting, which is like the whole system, basically, like if you don't know copywriting, you can't make sales online. It's persuasive writing. And one of the biggest tips is to write like you speak, because you are super unique. You know, Elaine, that you're different than me, and it should show in your writing, for example.
Yes.
So that's a big problem that people have, is like they don't practice enough and know how to write and review their writing to be like, does this actually sound like me? Because they'll write it and they're like, this is amazing, and I did this for so long, and then I reread it and I'm like, does it sound like me? And then I'm like, this sounds like a robot, you know, it sounds like ChatGPT. And yeah, that's why like ChatGPT doesn't work. And I have countless examples of like people I've worked with, and it's like, this is terrible, because they're like, oh, use ChatGPT. I'm like, no, like wrong time to use it. So It is super important, but I think developing the skill sets of copywriting and bringing in your personality and adding you to the process. Yes. I think that's a skill set that not enough people take time to develop. But if you really want to just shortcut that whole thing, then just make a video. Don't edit it. Make it super raw. You can have a little bullet point script to go through, but like you can't really get much more authentic than that. And then in your whole entire system with all the touch points, just use videos.
Yeah. What are some of the most important touch points you think every entrepreneur needs to have during their customer journey?
Okay. So yeah, this is my opinion. What's helped me, because there's so many different ways that you can build a business and like there's so many different ways and ideas that you have out there. And my whole philosophy is connect, inspire, invite. And that's just what I've learned. So you have to connect with your audience in some way. Where it gets automated is when you make like YouTube videos, for example. So right when people land on your YouTube video, people are like, oh, should I like hold back information? No, you should give away amazing content for free because you could be, I mean, you chances are you're teaching the same thing that other people are as well. So you have quote unquote competition or collaborators and people are seeing that and they could be watching two different channels, you being one of them. And if you're delivering better free content, they're going to want to buy your product, even if they've never bought either one of your products, just because your content is better, your free stuff, like people judge you off of that. And they're like, because they're considering what I work with this person, whether they know it or not. And then they get into your ecosystem. So I am big on the whole system that I've learned is to like make YouTube videos because you can have a video from 3 years ago that's running still bringing you leads. Yep. And every single video you offer a lead magnet, which people have different opinions about lead magnets. But again, comes down to skill set. Lead magnets should be short, like a potato chip. Your course or program is the whole entree that you have. So that's another touch point. When people read your lead magnet, it should solve a quick problem for them that's very consistent. A great example is a friend and coach of mine named Greg Faxon, and he helps coaches fill up their client roster. So he knows that coaches have the consistent burning problem of where am I going to find my first client or where am I going to find my next client? How do I find clients? Yeah. So he made a lead magnet, a free guide that's like 3 pages or 2 pages long called 21 Ways to Find Potential Clients. It's a total no-brainer. And his audience is coaches. So they land on it and they're like, I'd have to have it, you know, and it's really short and bite-sized and it can just give them that one aha of like, oh man, I could do this. And that's where like connect, inspire, invite comes in. It inspires them. And that's what our free content does. And it's just kind of a repetition of that. Cause like people type in something on YouTube, will say like, how do I bench press? And then I show up as a fitness coach. And then I teach them a new way to think about bench pressing or see it in a different way. And now I've inspired them to see something. They're like, oh, wow, this person's valuable to me. And then inside of the content, I say, by the way, I have a free guide that walks you through how to get the most out of your strength training. Just go to this website and pick it up. Mm-hmm. Every video does that. Now it's like I have a carbon copy that gets discovered and bring leads to my business. And from there, they can click on it. So you connected, you inspired, you invited. And then it goes into email sequences that get triggered when people opt in. And the whole idea is like every time it connects with them, it inspires them, and then invites them to do something else, which is read the next email. And then eventually you get to like, check out my course. Yeah. And that's what you're inviting them to do. So that's what I have learned from investing a stupid amount of money into different coaches and mentors to grow my business. Yeah. Is that just what makes sense to me? And it's been helpful with the people that I've been able to help connect, inspire, invite.
Yeah, I love that. That is so, so valuable. It's your content can always be working for you on those platforms. You just never know where it's going to land and who's going to search for what, where it's going to show up. One of the next things that I'm really curious about is if you have figured out a secret sauce. Okay, secret sauce. I am guilty of this. I'm sure every other person is guilty of this, is having multiple courses on your desktop and then you just fizzle it. It just escapes your brain and you don't complete it. Do you have any tips on how you help people actually finish what they've purchased or what they've signed up for?
Oh, okay. So you're saying if you're the person who paid for a course, how do you actually use it?
Girl, oh my God. The struggle bus is real.
I was going to make a piece of content about this. Cause I'm like, I don't really struggle with this really myself. I mean, I'm guilty of like buying courses and I don't use them.
Yeah.
But I mean, so like what I do is I use a Chrome extension called Tobii and it's free and you can add like collections in a tab. It basically like organizes your tabs. I have videos about that on my YouTube channel, Profit Your Knowledge. But there's one collection I created called Study. So I have the different courses that I've purchased, and the ones that I, you know, find the most valuable, obviously, I just put inside of this little collection that I have. And from there, I can pick whichever one is relevant to me. But usually, like, I love learning. I love reading and listening to audiobooks and things like that. So, you know, I like to drive and whatnot. And if I'm driving, yeah, I listen to music for sure. I'm a musician. I love music. Yeah. But I also just listen to audiobooks, or I listen to my course. And I mean, like, I think the bigger problem is that people just buy courses and just kind of have this like impulse of buying courses because they are more affordable, which is cool. Yeah. The one, obviously, I've paid like $2,000 for a course, and I sure as hell sucked out every little bit of that because I invested a lot of money.
More. Yeah,
I did. But I think that there is like, there's a fine line. I'm not saying everyone should charge $2,000 for a course. Yeah. Like, that was a, it was a very like prestigious course, you know, and whatnot. And the person who created it was Ramit Sethi. It was like his copywriting course. I had followed Ramit for a long time. So yeah, I think that you have to like price fairly, but do price to where it's like, it is a stretch for people as well. And it depends on your niche, your audience and whatnot. Yeah. But like, I think it's more about like, if you're going to buy a course, like go into it knowing I'm going to actually use this. Yeah. And I think that there are like kind of like deeper levels to all of that in terms of like actually consuming and finishing a course.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been so guilty of, and I've heard people say this, but I'm going to talk about myself and not talk about other people. where like I saw some, oh, it was only $27. Right. And then I don't show up because it was only $27. And I discovered,
forget about it.
I discovered my ass in seat number.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. My ass in seat number. To get my ass in your seat, I need to invest a minimum of $500 in order for me to feel like this is, I'm going to show up.
Mm. That's awesome.
For $47, I'm not showing up.
Yeah. Well, right? I think that's helpful, you know, if, you know, just to have kind of that in your own way, whoever's listening, like an ass in seat number.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where I find that I really care about the product, like this baseline investment. Yeah,
exactly.
There is a thing too, because what I recommend with people when they make products and courses online is, I thought you were going to be like, I have all these different course ideas, which one do I pick?
Well, I always say like, I have content everywhere,
right? But if you
full of content here, take it all. Yeah.
If you like do customer research and you find the transformation people want, you know, where they're at, where they want to be, what's getting in the way for them. That's like, and you find the trends from like doing a lot of surveys and talking with a lot of people and just a good enough amount of people to where you can see a trend of like, this is the common transformation everybody seems to want. Then you have a really good product idea. What I always recommend is to start with a mini course because they're way easier to create. You know, you can have like five steps. If you're like, this is the transformation, here's point A, here's point B. Mm-hmm. What are five steps that I can take someone through to get from point A to point B? Those five steps become your lessons. And the reason I always recommend this to people, and I wish I did this early on, is because it's way easier to create that. And it is a lower price point. It's where you can charge like $50 or $100 or up to $200. It kind of depends on your niche and your audience and whatnot. But it's easy for people to invest in, and then, you know, having them through that. But there, yeah, there's like welcome sequences that can bring people back in and whatnot. But it allows you to get some people in the door and then get feedback from them.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can add more modules, more lessons, and beef it up until it is something like a $500 or more online course.
Yeah. One of the things that worked really well for me, I learned early on, was I made a huge, huge mistake. Huge. I created my very first major course, and I interviewed 33 experts. I had this humongous workbook that would literally turn into your business plan. And I learned by that, I don't believe in failure. I believe in learning opportunities,
there
right?
You go.
Was to sell it before it was ready, because I put a lot of work into it and sold zero.
Yeah. I mean, that's another way, is like sell the idea and then get people in and build it as you go. That works
you
too.
You need to be a day ahead.
Yeah. I mean, really, I find that that's like a lot of pressure. It doesn't always work for everybody, but if it does work for you, then like, I mean, some people need kind of that like deadline to actually get something going. So it is an option. You know, I'm more of a fan of like, I like to take my time personally, where like I do my study, I have my research document, I kind of like plan it out, but start with a mini course. Now that's what I do. Cause before I just freaking build these huge ass courses and like, I didn't do customer research. I was like, you just build it and they'll come, right? It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of people think, that they can just create a course and that it will just sell itself.
It's for me. So people want it. It's like, right. Well, not really, like kind of.
Right. There's so much, I think there's just so much more that goes behind all of that. So
yeah.
What would be your, as we kind of finish up here, what would be your number one takeaway or piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is wanting to become a course creator or make that passive income?
I guess to like encompass everything that we have here and that we've talked about is to really like put your audience first. And I was reading a book recently called Influence, but it was the Go Giver, like influence version. You talked about influence, and it was just about like putting other people's kind of needs first when it comes to like your success. And I think that it's really, I probably butchered that, but that's the rough idea.
Okay.
And it's to really just care about your audience, because when you, like when we start a business and just naturally humans like care about ourselves, you look in the mirror when you're getting ready, like, do I look good? Like, do I look weird? You like kind of like, we're always like critical about ourselves. Like, does this outfit look good on me or my hair or whatever it is? And it's just kind of like a natural habit for people to think about ourselves, but to push shift the focus on like finding a big problem that you want to solve and that a lot of people have, and you passionately are just like, I want to figure this out. For me, it was like, how do you make money online and not have to be working all the time? Courses happen to be a thing. I never thought that I'd be like the course guy, but it was like, that's how you do it. You know, it's like a lot of people, they want to see a change in the world, and then entrepreneurship is the vehicle that causes them to do that. But they're like, I didn't really think about being an entrepreneur. It's just, this is how I sought to do it. Yeah. So if you can really think about your audience and care about them and listen to them, that helps so much when you're writing sales copy, when you're coming up with email sequences or building out a funnel and thinking about customer experience every step of the way. It's like you understand what their challenges are, what their hopes and dreams are, what their frustrations, their barriers, like everything is. So you can crush these things along the way, the different barriers that they have. And, you know, by the time they get to your product, if you really understand your audience, like that's what makes it work. And I wasted years because I didn't understand that. And if I did, it's like, I would have paid a lot more attention to them. So that's what I would say is like the most critical thing.
Yeah, 100%. I was talking with another one of our panelists, Cameron, who kind of has a similar philosophy, is being obsessed with your customers.
Yeah. Who's this camera guy? I gotta meet him.
yeah. He was on our last summit too. But he has a concierge app called the Swiftly team, and basically does concierge services, like errand services and stuff like that. But kind of more above and beyond that. And he's British, so he's always traveling back and forth. So he's super, super duper great guy. I would totally love to connect you.
Yeah.
But he has a very similar philosophy of being obsessed with your customer.
And I love it.
I feel like that's exactly what you're saying too. So you guys are totally in a line. I love
it. Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, that's what business is about. Yeah. And even in my email sequence, like I have the subject line is like, no one cares about your business, and that's what it's about.
Exactly.
But it's like, yeah, it's like, follow your passion is what we hear all the time. And it's like, this is why it sucks, because you just kind of blindly follow your passion. You get into business because you're thinking about you. It's like looking in the mirror again.
Yep.
And you're like, this is something that I think is helpful, but it's like, nobody cares. No one cares until they can see the value for them. And that comes from listening to your audience and listening to the people and giving them what they want.
That is a mic drop moment. Love, love, love it. Boom, dropping all the bombs. I love it. Thank you so much for coming to hang out. It was really great to meet you. I cannot wait to continue this discussion in our panel. So be sure to come check it out July 12th. We'll see you guys there. ElevateYourCustomerExperience.com. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back.
I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at elaineturso.com.